NBC Radio News on the Hour, brought to you by Camels, with a taste that makes smokers say, "I'd walk a mile for a Camel." Now here is Gene DiCardo.
20 mortar rounds have been whipped into the southern limits of Saigon. They came from Viet Cong gunners who evaded an Allied troop sweep. But the center of the capital again was spared. 15 miles to the north, U.S. spokesmen say Chinese-made rockets hit the Allied Bien Hoa airbase. Meantime, Japanese and Australian embassies in Saigon were telling their non-essential civilians to get out under the threat of continued Viet Cong shelling. But the U.S. and France, which employ the largest number of non-military types in South Vietnam, issued no such notice. In the air war, American bombers hit an oil storage area north of the Mujia Pass, reported blowing up 17,000 gallons of oil. Benjamin Spock and three others were found guilty of conspiracy Friday in Boston. A federal judge ruled the famed baby doctor and the other man had sought to advise young men to avoid the draft. One other defendant won acquittal. Spock and the others found guilty could get 5 years in prison, $10,000 fines. Sentencing is set for July 10. Spock says he'll appeal. More news after this from Camel Cigarettes.
Dusk comes fast in the Rockies once the sun drops behind the peaks. Now, the lights of the town turn on.
Hiking down the dusty trail, hear them old coyotes wail. I'd walk a mile for a Camel. Heading for you nowhere, gonna get real big flavor there. I'd walk a mile for a Camel. I'd walk a mile for a Camel. I'd walk a mile, wouldn't you? I got a wandering soul, beat up boots with a great big hole. I'd walk a mile for a Camel. I'd walk a mile for a Camel.
This message was strictly for smokers who've never tasted a Camel cigarette. Camel smokers, you know what we mean. You other guys, start walking.
Now here again is Gene DiCardo.
In Tennessee tonight, Nashville authorities took 10 demonstrators, most were Negroes, into custody after an angered crowd moved toward them with threats. Several hundred white persons had just left a rally for third-party candidate George Wallace when they came upon the demonstrators. One carried a slogan accusing the former Alabama governor of campaigning for president of being a murderer. It was a tense scene, but there was no violence. GOP governors meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma, are working on suggestions for the Republican platform. At the same time, the major Republican contenders concentrate on their campaigns. Governor Nelson Rockefeller leaves Sunday for a major swing through several states. In New York, Richard Nixon resumed his campaign with a speech at college graduation exercises. Radio Havana has reported a successful heart transplant in the Cuban capital, but does not indicate whether an animal or human received the new organ. The broadcast said only the transplanted heart of a calf was used. In Mexico City, word of a new advance in birth control, Kevin Kelligan reports.
A new once-a-month contraceptive is now being used by an estimated 5,000 women in Mexico City. The new contraceptive is an intramuscular injection. Dr. Amaro Alvarez, a pharmacologist, told me that doctors using the injection have reported it has had no side effects. The injection was tested in 460 cycles with various women before it was put on the market here a month ago. The new injection developed in Mexico called Perlutal costs $3.20 and can be bought in any drugstore in Mexico City. Dr. Alvarez told me that the monthly injection is so successful the Promaco Laboratories will soon have a monthly contraceptive pill to replace it. This is Kevin Kelligan in Mexico City.
More in a moment.
Here's your double dino dollars card, folks, and hurry back to Sinclair.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, wait, who's won so far?
Well, P.F. Richardson won $2,500. Janet Staten won a new Camaro. Elizabeth Beale won $2,500.
Licensed drivers can win up to $2,500 or maybe a Camaro in double dino dollars at participating Sinclair dealers. No purchase required. Void where prohibited.
Rex Musgrave won a new Camaro.
Sally, it's time to go.
Money fascinates me.
John Shipley won $500. Elizabeth Donahue won $500. J.T. Johnson won $100.
A civil rights controversy threatens the strongly entrenched medical profession. Spokesmen say it threatens to disrupt plans for an American Medical Association convention in San Francisco next week. AMA headquarters announced that a handbill was being circulated by a dissident group calling for a demonstration against AMA policies. The squeeze in Germans traveling between Berlin and West Germany goes on. East Germany has added a series of border crossing restrictions and says it'll continue the harassment until West Germany recognizes East Germany as an independent nation. Once again, the hour's top story, 20 mortars have ripped into the southern limits of Saigon. The center of the capital, however, was again spared from any bombardment. Gene DiCardo, NBC News in San Francisco.
Listen again on the hour over most of these same stations for NBC Radio News.